My friend scared me at 3 a.m., so I cooked his balls and fed it to his parents. He thought it was funny. He thought sneaking into my house at 3 a.m., whispering my name in the dark like some ghost with Wi-Fi privileges, was peak comedy. But that night, I was low-key, gooning to femboys, you know, something all of us do, and so I couldn't let him just get away with that. Oh, no, no, I knew I had to get him back. Step one, I went over to his house at 3 a.m., this time turning the tables, and right when he was sleeping, I whispered snip snip and cut off his balls. Now, this wasn't the only thing I could do. Oh, no, so I proceeded to do the only thing anybody would do in my situation, and that was to cook his ball in his own oven. Step two. After cutting off his balls, I simply preheated the oven to 400 degrees and let it warm up for 10 minutes while I prepared my feast. And then, by the time his balls were done cooking, it was already 9 a.m. perfect. Just in time for breakfast, I told his parents that this was for a school project and needed to record them as proof so I could submit for a grade. They were more than happy to help with my so-called school assignment and agreed. Step three, as they were chowing down on his balls, literally, they kept complimenting me, saying, "Wow, this food is so good. Where did you learn to cook?" I just agreed and nodded. They finished their meal and left their house, and then I simply went back to his room and showed him the video of his parents eating his balls. So yeah, he scared me once, so I did the only right thing to I could do anyways, toodles.